Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 78th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we're here with Annalena Mirpur, director, Kate Hudson, actress, and the Benny, the team of Mona Lisa and the Blood Moon. Hello.
Benny was in the movie. We call Benny number one on our call on the call sheet.
How you doing?
So happy. Yeah. It's like an altered state of just joy, relief.
Relief? Why?
COVID.
Yeah.
And now here we are in Venice, beautiful and celebrating and together when we haven't been for a long time. So relief and joy.
Mm-hmm. Kate, how would you describe Anna on the set as a director?
Lily, I would describe her as passionate, like a determined, passionate, fierce, creative tornado who then can really like hone in on very specific and important intimate things and moments, and I would say knows exactly what she wants. I always felt very safe in the environment that she was creating.
Okay.
And it's fun. I mean, it's fun. As an actor, you work with so many different kinds of directors, and everybody comes like we do, you know, as people. We approach life differently. And I, you know, psychedelic seems to be the word of today, but like, there is a sense of, you know, sometimes when we watch films, especially just as a lover of film, there are some that you have these sort of psychedelic kind of touchstones, and I think Lily approaches it that way, you know, whether it's music, it's all encompassing. It's a whole, you're feeling and everything's breathing, and you feel that when you're working with her, you know, that's how she's creating on set.
How do you work in the building of the character of Bonnie? I mean, you suffer a big transformation, I would say, for the film, physical transformation, and the character is deep. How did you build this character together?
I mean, so much of it just really starts with who you cast, and I think that's like 99% of it. And just, she's Kate, and she's someone who I literally have been a fan of as a cinema lover, as a movie watcher, all her movies. That's not an exaggeration. And then getting to do... And I just want... She was the one I wanted to play Bonnie. And then, you know, it was like... It's honestly like this joyful, one of the most fun parts when you get to come together and every detail, what she's going to look like and all the ideas. And I just love your own... It's like there's some things that you feel and then seeing what they feel, what she feels, what she wants, and then it starts to just become her.
Yeah. Sort of watching
it's,
it come
it's
like to life.
Joyful.
Yeah, and
thing.
And I think Ed really did like hit on it, you know, when we started the creating in the you know, especially in wardrobe when you start to really kind of
Natalie.
Put everything together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was so great.
She's
her
amazing.
Costume
our costume
was so great.
Designer.
And you know, bring all that together, then the tattoos and what's behind them and the meaning of them, everything you know, has purpose when you're designing and creating character. And then really it's just the energy of what, you know, who is Bonnie and how does she
and the accent.
Oh, yeah, the accent. That was fun. I love
she
that accent.
Kind of like, because it was fun to kind of take her out.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she has her own thing and it's none of my business. I'm like, she does her magic. She's a magician in a way to me. That's how it feels to me because I get to look at them. I get to look at her and it's just like, and it's always, you have this idea and then the magic and the realness and the electricity of it when it's happening is, it's just like, that's the joy of cinema. It's like when you cast the right.
Okay. We wish you good luck with the film in the festival. This was a brief but really nice conversation with Annalena Mirpur and Kate Hudson. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.